Clement and Trudy left the pub after finishing their drinks and once back in the car sat in silence for a few seconds. "Do you think he's right?" Trudy asked at last.
"He could be," Clement said rather unhelpfully. "But after all these years, there's no way to prove it, is there? And even if we could, what would be the point? Both the poisonous old lady and the full-of-life young lady are now dead."
Trudy heaved a heavy sigh. "But what if Eddie Proctor somehow found out something about it? Or maybe Emily overheard something? Her father or grandmother talking when the old lady had still been alive? And then she passed it on to Eddie."
"And Martin de Lacy threw him down the well so that he wouldn't repeat it?" Clement asked skeptically. "Our squire is no fool. He must realise it's common gossip in the village anyway that his wife and our handsome friend in there," he nodded to the pub, "were a bit of an item. If he could weather that with his pride intact, he could weather any other gossip about his old mum."
Trudy sighed. Perhaps he was right. "Don't forget, though," she pointed out stubbornly, "that one or two people have mentioned the squire has a bit of a temper and it's not a good thing to get on his bad side. That would probably include a nosy little kid poking his nose into delicate family business. Perhaps the boy said something that touched him in the raw and he lost control of himself and..." She shrugged graphically. Clement nodded.
"It's a thought."
He reached for the key and felt his hand begin to tremble. He fumbled the ignition slightly but managed to turn it and then slipped the car into gear. He'd have to concentrate very carefully on his driving now. Damn this bloody Parkinson's. But Trudy had noticed his difficulty and felt a chill of alarm ripple through her. If Dr. Ryder was really ill, her heart contracted in fear and denial. The man had just drunk a pint of strong bitter, she reminded herself. So perhaps the lunchtime tipple had had an effect on him. Then again, maybe it hadn't. To distract herself, she turned on the radio and the current top of the hit parade Elvis Presley's Wooden Heart filled the air. She had a feeling, though, this might not be to the coroner's taste and quickly turned it off again.